40 years ago, most of this was desert. Now there's a glittering metropolis, the fastest growing desert city on the planet, Dubai.
When I first came here, none of this existed. It was one huge, big desert.
Building a city like this in one of the hottest, inhospitable places on Earth seems impossible. So how did engineers do?
They came from all over, waving green, white, red, and black. 32 nations are represented at the World Cup in Doha, but only one has drawn legions of exuberant fans without playing a single match.
Israel caught off guard after the largest and deadliest escalation of violence in decades. Tonight, rockets and airstrikes continue to rain down on Israel and Gaza after a day of shock, death, and destruction.
Many may not yet be able to comprehend it, but my theory is that the Gaza Strip was empty long before the war film production began the 7th of October, 2023. The FIFA World Cup in Qatar in 2022 provided the perfect alibi to fly all Palestinians to the United Arab Emirates. They were able to move to their new homeland via nearby Qatar, free Palestine in the United Arab Emirates. They were welcomed with full flag waving. Just do a search on Palestinian flag World Cup 2022 on YouTube. You will be amazed. Talk about that flag. The flag of the United Arab Emirates is virtually identical to the Palestinian flag. Only the red triangle has been replaced by a rectangle. The Free Palestine slogan on the flags during the World Cup was not an expression of wishful thinking, nor was it a protest slogan. No, the slogan Free Palestine was a celebratory expression of the new Free Palestine that the Palestinians were now going to move into. Their new homes in Dubai and Abu Dhabi, the free and completely newly built Palestine and the United Arab Emirates. The World Cup was the moment of the move. It was the perfect moment, because the entire Western world was longing for a bit of relief so soon after all those corona restrictions. The Qatar World Cup was exempted from any kind of measures regarding the so-called virus. And while the Palestinians were being flown to Qatar, we in the West were mainly concerned about the slaves who had to build all those stadiums. In the context of if you look to the left, you see nothing on the right, the great migration operation could take place under the alibi of the World Cup. It's time for you to see it. The war in Gaza is completely staged in order to be able to launch the messianic figure. To do this, religious prophecies must be followed, and those prophecies require the violence of war and the threat of world war. Who is this messianic figure? Who gets to play the role of the Messiah? The same person who, together with his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, made the Abraham Accords. That deal that agreed that the Palestinians would get a new land in the United Arab Emirates, in the beautiful new cities of Dubai and Abu Dhabi. I'm talking, of course, about Donald Trump. The agreements were probably already made during the conversations between US President Bill Clinton, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak, and Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat at Camp David, July 2000. Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, the ruler of the UAE, announced the construction of New Dubai in 2002, and construction started in 2003. It is not for nothing that the Moroccan team held up the Palestinian flag after winning against Spain and reaching the semi-finals. The entire World Cup revolved around Free Palestine. Free Palestine, the new homeland. We have arrived in Free Palestine.